How do you feel about Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi? Your so-called defenders of democracy, a handful of them, went into a room and decided to undermine 14 million Democrat voters. Remove the sitting president, the incumbent, and install Kamala Harris. And without even a plan to present her to the nation with a seamless platform that she could articulate in front of the media. And she lost the popular vote. I said it. There were three books. One, Kamala Harris wins. No more talk. Everything worked fine. Most transparent, free, and fair election ever. First woman of color. Second book, Trump wins the Electoral College, not the popular vote. Democrats maintain he's illegitimate and cling to their moral superiority. Third book, Trump wins the popular vote and the Electoral College. Then what? And he did it. This was done to you. Their definition of democracy is saying we don't care that you selected Joe Biden in not one but two primaries. That he even vanquished Orange Man Bad. You decided to say the hell with all of that. We in this room have made a decision and you blew it. You would think that if the really smart people in the Democrat Party, right? Barack Obama is the smartest man to ever become president. Nancy Pelosi is the queen of hearts, right? She is the queen of hearts. She's the Iron Lady. There's nobody tougher than Nancy Pelosi in the blood sport of Democrat politics. And you didn't even come up with an actual plan. You thought that you could just make this dictate and the country would just bow and bend to your will and vote for Kamala Harris. She got destroyed last night. She absolutely got destroyed last night. You got destroyed in Pennsylvania, and you got destroyed in Wisconsin again. Again, Wisconsin. Republicans now have a commanding majority in the United States Senate and will have a commanding majority in the House of Representatives. Watching the meltdowns on MSNBC last night, the tears, we knew it. States that were supposed to be solidly for Kamala Harris weren't. And then we could start to see we had a main monitor and four small monitors. And you could see the look with sound down, the look on Rachel Maddow's face, the look on Jen Psaki's face, the look on Simone Sanders' face. Something was wrong. Everything they thought should be going right was going wrong. And I said it last night, I'll say it again. What is your view of these people? Because if it went the other way, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, the Bush-Cheney wing, Larry Hogan, they'd all be standing there. All the anti-Trump Republicans and the anti-Trump Republican pundits. See, we told you. We needed another Mitt Romney. These arrogant, Northeastern, ivory tower elites with their friends in Hollywood. And that's another thing. There is a part of me, beyond the policy stuff, that just wanted to see all of these people who thought, well, I'm a pop singer, I'm a country star, I'm a rock singer, I'm an actress. It all went down in flames. Taylor Swift had no effect. Remember that? Oh, the Swifties. Oh, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift had no effect. Katy Perry had no effect. Jennifer Lopez had no effect. Olivia Rodrigo had no effect. None of them. I ask the question, I ask it again. What if? Imagine a scenario where 90%+ of the media and 90%+ of the entertainment industry gets out there in support of a candidate who loses. I can't tell you what to do. I won't tell you what to do. But I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice to all the people that voted for Harris. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be polite, genteel, sociable. Because I know some of these rotten bastards would be spitting in my face right now if Kamala Harris had one. And you know why that is? You know why you should be nice to these people? Because you're better than they are. That's right. You are better than they are.